AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Ball in the Real Madrid net.
Twice.
Who put the ball in the Real Madrid net? Who put the ball in the Real Madrid net? Declan fucking Rice did. Who put the ball in the Real Madrid net?
Twice.
Who put the ball in the Real Madrid net? Who put the ball in the Real Madrid net?
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Five Aside. We've been due a new episode. No, it's been a minute, okay?
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
We've been doing a comeback. At least we're actually back on like Madrid.
Yeah, they thought it was all games.
It's probably my best 2 weeks of football in a minute. I can't lie.
Yeah, I like the way the whole world was shocked with. I mean, I don't know why people really, even after the first leg, some people were still doubting or they are going to come back in the second leg. And I'm like, have you seen Ateta's low block? I mean, we didn't even really have to play the low block, but yeah.
I'm glad we didn't just sit back though. This performance is the best performance I could have hoped for, if I'm being honest. Because yeah, one thing I was worried about was that would like, you know, come play these guys and like maybe sit back and invite pressure, maybe do like play like how we play against Man City. And that's who to draw in the season.
Yeah. Right.
That game still to do a few traumatized me. Like whenever I think of that 2-2 draw, I'm like, nah, please, let's not. Because I know what Madrid would have wanted was for Arsenal to like fully sit back.
Mm-hmm.
They might not have scored, but just that pressure, being in the banner world, the fans and everything.
Mm-hmm.
A mistake could have come from anywhere.
Yeah, that's very true. So, yeah, I just feel like the whole sit back, I feel like from time, like from when the game started and I just noticed all the VR calls were going our way, I was just like, okay, it seems like it's going to be a good day. Because if that penalty, too many things, even from the penalty that we got to like, you know, Rice's yellow card being rescinded, like, man, it was just, yeah, it was obvious.
Yeah, the referee started out looking like he was more on our side, I can't lie. But, right. You know, when we missed that penalty, guy, I was actually a little bit scared.
Yeah. I think also coupled with the fact that I think the penalty was too calm. Mm. It was when they got the penalty. I was like, this shit can come crashing down quick.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad it was Saka who missed, Jan, because one thing Saka has shown throughout his career is like his ability to come back from like bad moments. I knew he wasn't gonna let that moment mess up the rest of his game. 100%. He has missed Euro before, so I mean, a World Cup.
Yeah, like, I wonder why they didn't let declare. Declare should have taken a penalty in my opinion. He's the only person that should be stepping up to take a direct kick at the keeper after those two free kicks. But
I've never seen Saka try Panenka before, so that was an interesting.
Yeah, he's trying to shock the world, man. I don't know why he put the Panenka to the right. Like, bro, just put it to the middle.
I think he fluffed it. What do you think? I actually think he fluffed it. I think he meant to play through the middle.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, because it doesn't make any sense, like, doing a Panenka and doing it to an angle. Like, Panenka, you just do it to the middle. But regardless, he still scored.
He still scored the Panenka again.
Technically.
But I just panic. I've seen this past couple of games. Gurisai. How do you pronounce her name? Gurisai?
Oh, Gurisai. Whatever his name. Striker.
That was that boy, Panenka.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see the highlights. I heard you see.
Roofing Panenka.
Damn. That guy seems like a proper striker also.
Put a hat trick against Barcelona, Champions League
Yeah.
quarterfinals, hat trick. I think has
The
to score
entire
getting goals.
distance Champions League, he was actually balling through.
Yeah,
I think
13
he.
goals.
Yeah.
4 away from the record now. 17, Ronaldo.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's
Damn,
comparing
17 goals in the Champions League is wild, bro.
Now the record is going to be broken soon, Sha, with this new format. That's like, because they had like 2 or 3 extra games.
Yeah, that's fair, and that's still crazy. Like, when you think about it, like, this is what people aim for in a whole league of 36 games. And this guy did it in less games than goals, actually.
See, those Ronaldo people, Ronaldo are not normal, bro.
God, but yeah,
Anyway, though.
good times.
Yeah, today I was very, very happy. Honestly, Partey, Odegaard, and Rice, our midfield. Nah. So that to me, if that what I heard is correct, about Partey missing the first leg, that might hopefully that doesn't cost us too much. Even though I haven't really heard any like seen any proper news outlets carrying that, because I think that's a big news if he's
I mean,
actually.
isn't that obvious? Like, if you get like, is it 2 yellows back to back?
But because I know there's a rule that all your cards are going to clear in semi-final, but I don't know. I know, yeah. So I don't know if it's that everything is completely like cleared, or everything is cleared but suspensions will stay. You get?
Yeah,
So maybe.
I think that's what it is. Because even Rice, if they actually gave him that yellow, I know the commentators are like, "Oh, he's going to miss the semi-final."
Yeah, but I know Rice, Timber, Partey. And Martinelli, they all had yellows, but I guess every the semifinals you all start with a clean slate, but maybe suspension to carry on.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
Damn.
that's not good.
Play with that party.
This party guy, it was a very foolish card, Seth.
Yeah, manager's lost his head. That's why I was like, this guy should just calm down, bro. Like, yes, it's been a while, but just relax. You've already won the game. Like,
But Madrid not even carry any threat. They're not saying, Arsenal beat Madrid when they are out of form. Like, these guys are using
out
this.
of which form,
Guys
this
are
is how they always play.
they would have beaten anybody else they met in this thing. Now,
Right.
because in Arsenal they meet now.
Believe them. It's
Bro,
all these people always trying to downplay Arsenal.
they always
at
annoy
least.
me, bro. Madrid does this every fucking season and they still win it. Everybody keeps saying they're out of form, they're out of form, they're out of form, and they win it every single time.
Right.
So like they don't act like this is anything new. In Chelsea outplayed them and still lose. Man City same thing. PSG the same thing. So, and all those periods they were apparently out of form. So well, but it's funny, you see what I say in the group chat about like they thought we were joking when we said give us Madrid, bruh. And we were never. It was we are we. They've been the underwriters. They know this now. Only Bayern with the fear. Oh yeah, I think we lost. Okay. Let me see.
Yeah, sorry about that slight technical difficulty. But
Oh, but anyway. Who would be your ideal right now? Right now, who's your favorite?
I mean, with Madrid out of the way, it's definitely Arsenal. It's my favorite team.
Not PSG.
I just feel like, I mean, besides the fact that, Arsenal beat them, like, it was a resounding 2-0 defeat when we actually met them initially. But I know you brought up the point that, yeah, Dembele wasn't playing, Barashiela wasn't playing also. But I just feel like what I saw in that game in terms of like the midfield domination, which is actually where we win a lot of our games, and like our defensive like strength, I don't see how much more difference is going to be. Yes, Dembele will definitely be more of a threat. But I think a lot of games then, at least where Arsenal used to struggle was that midfield, and our midfield just looks so much more like solid, and even the physicality of the game. Like, I think that's one thing that I noticed from like last year's game versus Bayern, and like how we've been playing this season, at least against like these top European teams. Like last year's game versus Bayern, like it was pretty obvious that they were bullying us. I don't know, at some point, especially when we went to Allianz. But like this season, I feel like Arsenal bullied every big team that we played. Like, and when I say yes, people say dark arts or blase blase. But I just feel like just physically, bro, Merino versus Rudiger, like Rudiger could barely do shit against him. He had to start fouling him. Even like Partey in the midfield, Lewis Kelly, these players are just like stronger and bigger. So I think PSG will struggle with that a lot, like if we do meet, like in this last clash in semifinal. So we'll see, sure.
But that's an interesting point about like the midfield, Arsenal's physical strength in the middle of the park. Don't you think that like will be reduced due to the absence of Partey in the first leg?
No, definitely that will be reduced. But part of what I'm hoping for at least is that at that point, maybe Havertz will be back, and then I don't know if Havertz can go back to his position of like striker, and then Merino will be that third midfield trio. And it was still, yes, Merino is not Partey and all that, but it's like, I think it will still offer that level of at least physicality in the middle. So, but I'll be interested to see what Arteta would do, Sha, because I don't know if it's Jorginho or Merino that will end up going to that midfield. So, yeah.
The reason why I really like Patricia is his ability to turn. Because every time he does that, he's on world class turn. He creates a lot of space.
World class turn.
Nah, for real. Like when he receives the ball from defense,
yeah,
he knows how to turn his way out of danger, and then mm-hmm. like a direct pass that literally always splits the just midfield.
Yeah, definitely.
That can now start running the ball and find Saka. He knows how to do that, like more than even Rice when Rice plays at six.
Oh yeah, Rice. I think that's Rice trouble now. He doesn't know how to turn at all. Like
he's straight. Why is
mm-hmm. You have to give him ball in the stride, not backing. But I think, yeah, if they, it will be a mix between like I guess Jorginho, maybe Jorginho starting, and then Merino coming on or something like that. So. Because I know Jorginho can actually like you know control the midfield, but at the same time, he can't play full 90 minutes, yeah, so he's like
he's not as physically robust as the other guy.
True,
it might be easier to press him or to annoy him physically,
But I mean, it's only for one match, yeah. True. Hopefully, we don't feel it too much.
And then again, the Emirates. Like, why? How are we? Like top three in the table in the fucking league phase, and we're having to play most of our knockout games like at home in the first leg. What are the benefits of finishing high up in the table then?
Is it really the home and away part of it? I thought it was just the.
I think it should be included, I beg, because. Why even this Madrid match? Madrid seems so low, but yet they got the advantage of playing the second leg in their home.
I mean, I get, but is it really an advantage? I don't see any big advantage.
The defending match being in your home, I think that's just an advantage.
Yeah, that's fair, or it could be a disadvantage in Madrid's case. It didn't seem like an advantage to them. We flung them both legs, so it's like,
yeah, no, they're just better. But anyway, bro, I don't even know. Like, Madrid needs to learn. This is their passion and whatnot. I guess it's helped them win 15 Champions League anyway. Because
it's Madrid needs to
learn. They didn't tactically set up to compete against Arsenal at all. You got the legs.
No, yeah. I think this season, the only reason why I guess people will say, oh, they're off form is because they really had to rely on, like, individual performance a lot. That can only carry you so far.
They do it every season.
In other seasons, you know, at least I think they still have. It might not be like tactic, like any tactic or robustness or anything, but I think just in terms of like their midfielder still controlling it a lot, and that's what I was saying. Like I feel like Kroos leaving is big. And before they were able to find someone that would replace Kroos, he did way more than just controlling the midfield. He always gave them that extra, like, I don't know, extra inch that armor. Once Kroos can do that pass and put one of their, you know, talented guys through one-on-one, they will surely have a chance. So it's like, Modric, I don't think he can offer like those same distance, especially at his age right now. So, yeah.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Yeah, honestly, I just think they made the wrong position today. But then again, like I said, this is not the first time I'm seeing them going through this same problem of like relying on individual brilliance. They did that even that during their three-peat. I remember the whole Bayern Munich versus Madrid, where Bayern Munich were completely outclassing them, if not for like the Ronaldo and then like penalty red card to this guy.
Yeah,
that game.
Man City, that's true. Dominated. Was it Alaba or who?
I remember.
Or was it Ribery? Yeah, I remember that game.
Yeah, like Madrid had no right to win that match. The same thing with Man City. At least,
yeah.
Well, like they've been like this, but they've always gotten through with some maybe something crazy or someone does something crazy. But like they never seem tactically superior to their opposition.
Yeah, you know, I guess.
I remember Ajax beating the Enforcers.
Yeah, it really just depends on, I guess, who they are playing.
Some great players always just build them out. Maybe Cruz, Modric, Ronaldo, Vinicius last season. Good bro. Remember the finals, Dortmund. How many times did he hit the ball?
Yeah, and then Cruz and this thing just came and just did his cross and really has scored.
Oh, Donnarumma passing the ball to Benzema.
Right.
See, they still get in the way with these things. Just that we took our chances and Raya scored free kick. Like, imagine if Mbappe scored on the game. That'd be different.
I'm saying, bro. Imagine even if that's what I'm saying. Even if they even awarded that penalty. Because today, that penalty being disallowed was actually a huge turning point, because it's like,
yes, mentally.
I don't see VAR, especially in Premier League. I think Premier League even needs to learn from that shit. Because Premier League referees are on crack. Like, these guys, they will make a clear, obvious error. I guess not clear, because at the end of the day, they will use the excuse that, oh, VAR cannot overturn it because it's not a clear and obvious error. That penalty, 100%, if they made that call on the field before they do the VAR review, it stays in Premier League.
EPL, 100%.
It stays. The amount of rubbish that they've reviewed and to still say, oh, it's not clear and obvious, is insane.
It's insane. Even that penalty they called against, they called for us. Bro, they might not even think it's clear and obvious.
Bruh. It's like, I'm just like, bro, these guys, anytime they make a call on the field, forget it. They never overturn it. Like, even look at Lewis Kelly's red card versus, was it Wolves? It was clear in the VAR. And they still said, oh, it's not clear and obvious.
Yeah.
He still has to take the red. Like,
all these league referees need to learn from Champions. I mean, then again, Champions League, so I guess they have the best referees.
Yeah.
I know La Liga is stupid too, because I was going to say La Liga referees, but La Liga referees are mad. This one's stiff.
No, if anything, I think La Liga has the most consistent call in my opinion.
They might be better, but I feel like they're also mad. Did you see over the weekend, Mbappe won key person. Literally attack somebody. Like, that's assault. Like, he stalls. Bro.
Wow.
And this, they gave him a red card, I mean, it's correct. Actually, not La Liga red. No, but still, that should be red card. That should have a red card. The fact that the ref saw it and gave yellow, that VAR has stem is red, is a problem, in my opinion, because it was obvious that that guy was out to hurt down that player.
Oh, but at least he still gave red now. In my opinion, the La Liga games I've watched, I think offsides, VAR calls, they do it as it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but here's the crazy thing. Okay, maybe it's not like Gareth. La Liga is corrupt. Not the referee.
Because, yeah, because they ended up giving it one game ban.
One game ban.
Yeah.
Dude, that was wild.
Straight red. Yeah, that's crazy.
They probably just wanted to play against Barcelona because that spirit's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that game.
That's no less than 5 game ban.
This is the 5 game ban. Yeah, I think the game ban part of it is still up in the air. Yes, you can say it's corruption, but at the same time, it's like they do like do reviews, like if it was not like a clear intent or stuff like that. I didn't watch the business, so I don't really know.
Yeah, they said the reason they gave him only one game that the referee on the pitch had reported that the ball was still in play and he was going for the ball. Guy, I watched that clip multiple times. He was not going for the ball. The ball was
gone. Yeah.
I think they did that to like not to make his call not look so bad because he gives a yellow card. So he probably just wrote that he felt Mbappe had no ill intention just to save his own butt. Because ain't no way Mbappe meant to go for the ball. He was trying to foul that guy. Also, they should give at least a 3-game ban because these people gave Lewandowski like 3-game ban for touching his nose.
For touching his own nose?
His nose. Yes.
Alright. Was it as per what?
I don't understand.
What was their logic behind it?
I still don't understand. I actually can't tell you their logic. Because
it's
kind of like what Neymar did one time when he was there. He spat on the floor because of the ref did something or something like that. I guess bringing the game to disrepute. But that's so stupid. So something
wait, like bringing the game to what?
Disrepute or what not. Something stupid.
That's interesting. Yeah, sure, it didn't have to do with, like, I guess, morals and Jamal War and all these things. Because I know, like...
All those things. How are you giving 3 games back for that thing? And when someone tried to murder somebody, you're giving 1 game back.
Now I'm more out in and I like person call you the N word versus I don't know.
I beg.
Like, you know, he was making remarks at like, oh, the whole Nazi and stuff. I really don't know what it was about. But I don't see why touching your nose is like a big deal unless it has some other meaning. So I really don't know.
See, but to me, I feel like that Mbappe still, he deserves the book thrown at him because that's like a leg-breaking tackle. So I feel like that's like the worst thing. But anyway, Mbappe and Co are out of Champions League, so that's good.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I think from the first leg, I could tell that Saliba had Mbappe on lock. So and even Vinny barely did anything versus Simba. Who was he against? Yeah.
No, it was
Simba that was on.
We kept Mbappe more quiet. I think Mbappe was the most quiet out of all of them.
Yeah, like Saliba, like was just clumping this guy the entire time.
Saliba is world class. Besides that, he's one or two goals.
One distance. Yeah,
he's world class, man. We have a very, very, very good team. Just give Arteta a forward, please. A couple of forwards.
Yeah, they already said this summer is it 50 million? Who? That's the budget. At least that's the rumors I've seen. I don't know how true it is. That the budget for Arsenal is 350 million.
Wow.
So,
okay.
All right. Yeah, seems like they're about to splurge.
I saw Chelsea. Apparently, Chelsea is looking to buy Dilap. Something like that. That guy would be good for Man U.
Dilap.
Yeah.
Wow.
The what club is he?
The relegation guys. Yeah. I see. I don't know why I want to buy a relegation striker.
Yeah, he's got like 12 goals. That's not bad.
Yeah, but he was the only person scoring.
And he's young. I think he has a high ceiling. I saw some people recommending Arsenal look at him. I was like, guy, I
bet. Dilap.
No, we need to sign
a relegation striker.
We need to sign a Declan Rice striker, like 100 striker, like
clearly just go for have Isak, time to please.
Watch someone develop anymore.
I'm saying,
what else is
I'm not going for no development guy.
I mean, at least you can buy like Isak and buy Dela. That's fine. You can be on the bench. But yeah. I think that's a kind of player, like a club, like, let's say, a Man U or like a Tottenham should be looking at, someone that can improve their current team.
Not
a club being for the biggest title.
I don't think that's the... Because even his team, come on. And now people are saying why Arteta sold Ramsdale. Because back then, I know there was...
Oh, yeah, my chatter around Ramsdale.
Yeah, I see. Those are the kind of players they can attract at this point. So, I guess it will suit their team because they need a shot stopper.
We need to get Valentine on the next podcast, actually. I remember our debate. Was it like last season when I was trying to tell him that the squad was mostly bad? He was arguing with me. Now he seems very... He uses that as an excuse every single day for... Amorim, the squad is bad.
Hello. Yeah, you know. I think they are still trying to decide, you know, who is to blame. Because even this, I won't be surprised if, you know, they end up changing the squad and now the story reverts again to, our previous squad was even better.
I think they might sack that. They might sack him, actually. Last.
Amorim?
Yeah, I actually suspect they might sack him eventually.
Yeah, because all this talk.
If they do not win the Europa League.
There is definitely no plans of them winning that Europa League. Because they cannot even make it out.
If they don't win it, that's bad. Because then that means they're leaving Europe. That's less funds, less money.
They've already started cutting costs. They've made plans for not... I don't think it was in their plan to make Europe next season. Because it's like... They've started implementing like cost-cutting measures the entire season. So I think they're already planning for a smaller budget.
It did not big for them because that was the fight financially. Because if they don't, who the hell are you going to attract? Like, which player are you going to buy?
I mean, the likes of Dogu. I don't know.
That will kickstart a very, very like crazy cycle because then again, I think Amorim needs his team. I don't know if they can really spend that much anymore, like this, the way they spent the past couple of years and like actually revamping the whole team. You have to stick with a lot of players they have already,
right?
So, now,
I'm interested to see, like, you know, who they will even sign in the summer because they keep saying, we just need players, and it's like
I heard a rumor about Osimhen. Yeah, that would be quite interesting, especially if Osimhen considers himself amongst the best strikers in Europe.
I mean, honestly, I won't be surprised if it comes. But at the same time, I think their problem is way more than just getting an Osimhen. you need 5-6 signings at least.
Osimhen is not carrying from 15 to 4.
Indefinitely. Osimhen can barely even do it with Nigeria. So.
But still, though, I'm surprised they get him. I think Chelsea looks like a more likely destination for him. Anyway,
yeah.
Bro, Inter Milan is tough.
They're playing this thing now. Baka, so.
Hi, Roger.
What's good? How are you guys?
What's up, man?
Good. How are you celebrating?
I'm relaxing. I'm actually watching some basketball right now. I'm from Chicago, so I'm also a big Bulls fan. But they're basically the Arsenal of the NBA right now. So all my teams suffer or have suffered until today.
Anyway, that's good. At least you're enjoying on both fronts.
I'm trying, man. I'm yet to. I have to watch the highlights. I saw up to the 65th minute, and then I got called into a meeting, so I couldn't be as attentive as I wanted. One of my friends, I think he put a bet. He's an Arsenal fan that it would end 1-1, and then I get a text from the group chat saying, "Oh, like I wanted a tie, but 2-1 is all right." And here I am thinking we conceded and lost, and I go back. I'm like, "Oh my god, we fucking won!"
Yeah.
Man, so I'm excited to watch that back. How are you?
Right, it should have been like 3-0. It was just like a Saliba Bozo moment.
Oh my god! When I missed the soccer goal, and then I'm celebrating the soccer going down. I look at my screen, and then all of a sudden, that mistake as well. But I'm glad the fact we got the win, and then the fact that Saka chipped Courtois to score the goal made it even better.
Yo, after missing that Panenka. Panenka on his penalty.
It was just an accident. It wasn't a well-executed Panenka. You don't Panenka to the side. That's suicide.
Yeah. That's the same thing I was just saying. I was like, bro, who Panenka's to the left or to the right? Like, just do it down the middle. But, yeah, he still got his goal. Even the setup, Marino, like, it was just crazy, man.
I actually don't understand how we're capable. I mean, I understand exactly why we're capable. But you guys see at the weekend how we perform against Brentford, and then you come against Real Madrid. It's just the style of play in the Prem compared to La Liga. And I know Champions League is also a different competition, but this is why I'm saying teams like Real Madrid, Barcelona, as good and talented as they are, the Premier League is not that easy.
I don't think it's about that. I think Arsenal has completely conceded the Premier League.
That's fair as well, but I also...
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
People would think that if some teams are sitting back, if a Brentford is sitting back and frustrating Madrid every week, like every week I go into watching a game where we're playing against a low to mid block from the jump. And I feel like La Liga, they play some more expansive, open-end football at times.
That's very true, because people be talking about Getafe, and they always say, like, Getafe is, like, criminal.
And that's every team against us. In the
I'm saying, bro, that is regular.
I saw that Getafe thing, and I'm like, I'm reading it. I'm like, I might have to watch the game, but I'm pretty sure this is what Brentford just did to us and every team does. So
I actually feel like, with the whole like Arsenal Brentford thing, I think that one's more due to the fact that like I think we didn't really push that hard against Brentford.
Oh, for sure, I agree.
Yeah,
all eyes on Madrid anyway. So
yeah.
And we played for Madrid also, so it wasn't a lot of like actual first team players.
It was a lot of routine. But for La Liga and this thing, I mean, I watched a couple of Barca games. I'll actually say, at least against Barca, a lot of teams play very, very low blocks. I don't know the other games, so I can say that. But for Barcelona games,
I see
many teams in La Liga play like low blocks. So that's also because of how Barca play. So,
I see.
From Madrid, honestly, playing low block against Madrid is what's the point? Because it's not like they're going to try to keep the ball anyway. They enjoy countering you, so they're going to force you to come out as well. So
That's the thing too. And I feel like, I don't know what you guys have talked about thus far, but Mbappe's place in Madrid, not to say that he doesn't have a place in Madrid or he's not a good player. I'm not questioning his talent or his quality. And I'm thinking maybe eventually they'll sell Rodrigo and then maybe play Mbappe or Vinicius on one of the wings or both of the wings and then have an Endrick go up top, just because I feel like their front three, they're all the same almost profile type of player. Not exactly the same, but you know what I mean. And like think about how Benzema worked so well with that Madrid team that year. And I feel like that's more what they need instead of just another guy that can run behind.
Yeah, I think what would be best for Madrid would probably be to either sell Rodrigo and then play Mbappe on the wing and play maybe even Bellingham as that striker. And he should start playing his whole, I don't know, false nine striker type of role.
It's a conundrum. But although I'll say something, though.
Let me hear it.
I think when Xabi Alonso joins Madrid, I think the last 10 years of Madrid, like people look at it from a different pair of lenses. Because I'll be honest, I can't remember the last time Madiba actually like a well-oiled machine. I think they've depended heavily on individual players for the better part of the
past. Agreed. I would agree.
I think Alonso will be a huge signing for Madrid.
I agree.
Yeah, because I think they're starting to see the importance of like having a very good team. Because see what Man City did to them. I know they've won a couple of Champions Leagues, but see what Man City did to them. See what Arsenal did to them now. Mm-hmm. Imagine what these Man City and Arsenal had the kind of money they had.
Imagine. Imagine we had any of their front three. One of them. We just need one of them. One.
Oh my God. Imagine one. We could get like Rodrigo.
Guys, and even Rodrigo, I will take, and the team will be so much better.
I mean, another point is, to be honest, yes, we're saying it like, oh, Madrid is like on a big downturn, blah, blah, blah. But I would still say Madrid is still very good. If not for, like, this game today, it could have gone a different way very quickly. Like I said, I think we spoke about this Roger before he came. Like, if that penalty,
oh my God,
was given,
that penalty made me sick. I said if the referees give this,
I celebrated more than the goal,
bro. If that penalty was scored in the 30th minute, then it would be 3-1 in the first half.
And that would have been a different game.
That would be a different game.
My heart was in my mouth, man.
So, let's just be honest.
But I'm looking at the replay. And I call the offside, too. That was just one of my last-ditch excuses as well for it not to be a penalty. But I'm looking at it, and I know Declan Rice's character. I know that's a very Arsenal fan statement of me to say, but like, my boy would not lie about not manhandling him. Like, I could just tell by his reaction that like he didn't do anything. Like, Declan Rice is not stupid. Did you see when Bellingham slid through Rice? How many players would have literally gone into a fight? But Rice held his head even against his England teammate. But all that to say, Mbappe, Real Madrid came out so quickly. Tackling throughout the game, they continue this, but tackling, and you could just see they were baiting for cheap fouls everywhere in the game.
I love how composed everybody was.
Rice,
Odegaard, everybody was like, calm down. Even Raya, calm down. Like, calm, keep your head, because you don't want to get into that with them. You do not want to get into
that. That's the trap they want you to fall in.
Who was that player again I just remember Liverpool versus Arsenal a couple of seasons ago when we are winning, then Xhaka starts fighting, all of a sudden 2-2.
Isn't that the game that they said that if Xhaka hadn't fought, we would have won?
Yeah.
You can't blame the
it became a fight the entire game. Something we are winning like 2-0.
Yeah, I remember that too. But the way Mbappe went down is actually laughable that you can go down like that. Oh, my God. And the fact the referee, if that wasn't overturned, I would have some real questions. I'm not going to lie.
Bro, even though I was in the Premier League, I'm 100% sure.
If it's in the Prem, they're not
getting overturned.
If it's in the Prem, that's not a clear and obvious error.
Yes, that's exactly what I was saying.
Can we get away from this clear and obvious error bullshit?
It's just an excuse,
the camera or the replay, or don't use it. I don't care if on field the referee makes the decision. If you go back on video and the guy obviously dived, it doesn't matter if it wasn't a clear and obvious error. Have the guy look at it again that made the decision and reverse it.
Referees, they're like an old boys association. They always cover each other's asses. Like, that's literally what they are.
It's so stupid, but at least I trust the refereeing a bit more in the Champions League. So,
I mean, it still depends. That Trossard's brother, isn't he in Premier League too? That ref that looks like
Trossard. Whenever I see his face again, no, sometimes.
Bro, when I see him, I'm just so scared, bro. I'm just like, oh my God.
Today was great. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but like, Madrid is still good, of course. Like I said, even if they had faced someone else, I feel like they could have still gone through.
It's
just, I think Arsenal was just a bad matchup for them.
It's that simple. It's that simple. Our defense and the way we played, I was ready. We weren't joking. I mean, I feel like maybe 40% of me was joking, but the other 60% was serious when I said, actually, Madrid might be a good matchup.
Yeah, I said it before. Like, I prefer
just the way they play
to Atletico.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Also, yeah, also.
Atletico would have been Haram Ball versus Haram Ball.
Oh, God. And they are also physically very robust.
That's another thing. That would have been a challenge.
Yes.
The fact that Alaba, I was laughing when he got the yellow card in the first 2.5 minutes against against Saka for sliding. I'm like, you already struggled with him the last game. Now you're going to be on a yellow the rest of the game against our most dangerous player. There's aggression, but why are you tackling him? And like they weren't poised. It was so sad, but also so great to watch. Like how much they struggled. They all lost their heads too. They have so many big egos on that team. And Vinicius, Mbappe, Jude. Jude also Jude is a great player, but he actually has to chill out sometimes.
It was just simple. Was it a team with a clear tactical plan versus a team that they're just playing? That's all. Like.
Madrisas, what is it? Ramandota or what's the word?
Remontada.
Remontada.
But
all those stupid posts just to lose. How embarrassing.
Can I be honest? I would have been more scared if we were playing Bayern.
Actually.
I'm scared of everyone now. I'm not gonna so PSG, no. how do you guys feel about that?
Who?
PSG. That's who we're playing, no?
Yeah, but yeah. I'm a bit worried, but not. I think it's an interesting game because PSG also kind of plays like Arsenal. They are not as gung-ho as some people think they are. They can play very have a clear structure, and they can be good defensively. It's against Liverpool. They seemed like a very compact team against Liverpool. And Liverpool could not break them down. So I think they are a lot more like rigid than they were when they played us. When they played us, they were trying to play.
It was still too early in their season, you think, or what?
Yeah, they were really focused on that tiki-taka body when we met earlier in the season, and we just bullied them. But now I think they are stronger. But the only thing that I can't just leave out of the fact that our midfield trio were able to dominate theirs in the last game.
Yeah, I just feel like their midfield is not. They have the ballers, you know. What's this guy's name? Vitinha, and who is even the other guy? But I think, but
Vitinha, is it Fabian Ruiz?
Yeah, Ruiz is kind of physical, but Vitinha Ruiz, who's the third one?
And this guy. No, that small boy doesn't play anymore.
Oh, what's his the up and coming kid? I forget his name.
He comes in as a sub, but I don't think he starts.
Let me just look it up. Yeah. So we have Vitinha Ruiz. Do they have like an anchor? How do they line up?
I guess
Neves.
Yeah.
Okay, but their midfield is not as physical as ours.
Right. Yeah, I think we'll always still dominate them, like in that front. It's just can our wing backs hold Dembele and Vara?
Nuno Mendes and Hakimi are very
dangerous.
Yes, they are very good actually. Yeah, I think Saka will struggle against Nuno Mendes.
No, he didn't struggle the first time around, but again, Nuno Mendes, they're all in form now.
That guy's
Saka played well the first game actually. Against Nuno, but
exactly,
very good. I think he's the best left back right now.
Yes, agreed.
Even Hakimi is arguably the best right back in the world.
I think they have probably the best wing backs along with Inter Milan's wing backs right now.
I think they have
along with our wing backs, or who did you say?
Inter Milan, Inter Milan's wing backs.
Inter Milan, DeMarco, and who's their right back even?
Dumfries
as well.
Yeah, very good.
Even Inter Milan would cause us trouble.
For sure.
Matchup wise, Inter Milan would be our most annoying matchup tactically.
Yes, I agree.
I don't want to play this game.
I actually prefer Bakayoko.
Oh, definitely.
Barca would be so interesting, bro.
Yeah, Barca would be interesting. Same as PSG. Like, these are teams that I feel like we could fare well against tactically, but their quality is ridiculous.
That's the only problem. That's the only problem.
Because the reason I wasn't worried about Madrid is that I did not even have the tactics to begin with. So, like, I'm like, okay.
That's the thing.
So it's just pure quality that they're offering.
And that's not good enough, I don't think.
Yeah. But PSG and Barcelona, they might be good tactical matchups, but their quality is also ridiculous. So it's better. It's basically about who plays better on the day. That's literally it.
That's the thing. My other thing, as well as it seems like we've been scoring goals, mm-hmm. I still am worried about where goals are going to come from. Let's say we concede early in any of these games, however far we go. I am still worried about where we're going to find those goals. But it seems like Champions League is a bit more open football that we can counter. I think we counter pretty well on our best day. So that's what we count on. And honestly, I think Moreno is doing better than Havertz is at that false nine ever. Guys, let's be serious.
Yeah,
we've seen what Moreno is doing up there. He's actually, I like him better up there than Havertz.
Okay, well, someone brought up the argument that if we sign Moreno as a striker in January, not as a midfielder, and he's been playing all the games, like, that is actually
you're thinking it was Moreno playing since the beginning like this?
You know, like, if we sign him in January as, like,
a striker, you have a good striker.
And with this output, that is a great sign.
Yeah, he has scored more than every striker since stepping as a striker, literally.
He's also assisted, and even his combination play is good. Mm-hmm. And then he'll drop into midfield. He'll have his own little shenanigans. And I know he loved playing against Madrid today. That Spanish football suited him
very well. And I think another thing is he doesn't even get, like, the high chances like that a striker would.
Yes. So he's like, his conversion rate has been very
good. Yeah, his conversion rate is insane. Like, the chances he gets versus what he's putting out.
But another thing, he's not whiffing at chances. How many times did you see Havertz swing his foot and somehow is that not your dominant foot? Why are you missing the ball?
But also,
one
thing I would say though, you see those passes like Saka kept like flashing along across the Madrid net that first half. That's where I'm like, okay,
we need a striker.
He didn't even, for sure.
No one is saying we still need a world class striker. Yeah. But I'm just saying in terms of Havertz or Moreno, because did Havertz not return? He's ahead of schedule. Y'all saw that, right?
Yeah, he said, this Moreno guy is trying to take.
Trying to take my whole job,
bro.
The boy just had a baby, bro. He's trying to rush back, bro.
I think Havertz coming back though would be a pleasant surprise because that Champions League.
Imagine Havertz coming in finals and doing what he did for Chelsea.
I'm saying, bro.
That would be crazy. Guys, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But also, imagine this year that has honestly felt like the biggest blue ball this season.
I'm going to be there.
Imagine. Bro, I'm imagining, and it's a bit too much for me to, because the way I would walk into the summer feeling like the biggest man, if anything like that happened. But I also, as long as the boys keep fighting well, I just don't want some unfortunate, like, heart-breaking, debilitating loss or something very unfortunate to happen. You know, I don't know, man. I just want to win the Champions League. I fully think we can do it. Say it again.
I feel like even if they lose, they should lose the right way. Like, see how
maybe a long curling shot from Yamal from 35 yards. I don't fucking know, bro.
I'm trying to see no calculation. At least let it be like actually ball out. I think they will, though.
I think they will, too. The composure they showed today at the Bernabeu, not a lot of teams can do that. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm, again, most scared of Barcelona as well as Inter. I'm scared of all the last three, but
well, they're all, I mean, they're all good. I can't lie.
They're all championship teams.
Say it again.
They're all good at shit.
They're all good in all different ways.
All 14 are very, very, very good.
It's gonna be a good semis, that's for sure.
This semis is way better than last
even week. If Bayern went through, I would also still be scared of Bayern too.
Yeah, I know too. Bayern home.
I'm glad Bayern didn't go through.
Same here.
I couldn't have Harry Kane scoring another penalty on us in the semifinal. Or
I think Arsenal has a psychological thing with Bayern, which they don't
something.
Have. They don't have in Madrid.
Right. Yeah. That is true. That Bayern stuff, because, man, that Bayern game, I don't know, those players, it seemed like they were just scared, bro.
Yeah, yeah, but that last year was also just more experience gained as well, true. You know? And true. The last two seasons, as we've been knocked out, we've just, when you try to do something and it doesn't work out for you, this is just even like a common saying, like, you get experience, and that's what we've gained the last 2 years. That's why I was nervous today, but the guys out there, they did not look nervous. And actually, though, Martinelli, first half, I will say it seemed like the big stage frightened him a little bit. Not going to lie. Am I just nitpicking?
After Megan Hendrick, he
kicked yes, that gave him all the confidence. Mm. What a Meg. Yeah. It's one of those Megs where you barely have space to put it through the guy's legs. You know?
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like Martinelli still playing second half. I think he actually started playing second half.
That's what I'm saying. And Martinelli, I love him for the work ethic alone. Just getting back. That's honestly Martinelli's biggest trait. And I'm still yet to watch the goal too. Back.
Say it again. The counter, yeah.
That was a good finish.
It was a far post Henri type of finish, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's also a trademark Martinelli running.
Like at that time of the game, because I guess Madrid was like everyone was sitting back, and Martinelli just had a chance for the counter, and I'm like, this nigga is not giving up, bro.
Mm-hmm. Also, what was I gonna say? You guys realize like we've actually never lost to Madrid in Champions League.
Yes, which is so funny to think about.
Yeah. So
what was it? Was it 0-0, 1-0, 3-0, and now 2-1?
0-0, 1-0, 3-0, now 2-1. Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe if we met them more often, maybe they'll have less Champions Leagues.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's actually crazy. How many do they have? 15?
15, yeah.
Yep.
That's so crazy.
1-5. That's the aggregate score.
Bro, I saw 5-1. How crazy. I saw Madrid fans that are posting their trophy cabinet. How embarrassing. Come on. It's actually it's the game. You're not looking at history at this point.
Bro, at this point, anyway, yo, I maybe we didn't have any, we're not scared of them because none of those boys out there ever saw Arsenal lose to Madrid. Maybe it was Bayern, it would be a different thing because all those guys grew up watching Bayern whoop our ass.
Literally, maybe it's that too.
It probably has more of a mental hold on them because last season we were very good. I feel like we're going through to Bayern too.
Oh my god, last season, you're right. How didn't we? Last season, you're right. It's a mental and also an experience. Who in the first season knocked us out again? What happened? I can't remember. First season back in the Champions League.
No, that was last season.
Last season was our first season back.
That's not our first season back, man.
Yeah, last season was our first season back in.
No, it was our second, right? Because really? Think about it. We went on the run. Wait.
With Man City twice.
Wait, are you right?
Yeah, I'm right. Because we were like in the Europa League. I think I lost to Chelsea.
True. We were in the Europa League the year that we started doing really well, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Last season was our first year back. Bro, that's a pretty good record. Quarterfinal, semifinal. This should be like a consistent thing for us. This, now.
Exactly. And now you just need a striker.
Yeah.
Are you guys sold on... okay, so ideally Isak would be great. I know we've talked about this many, plenty of times. But I wouldn't hate a Gyökeres and then a Nico Williams on the wing. I really would not.
Yeah. Oh, Gyökeres and Rodrigo.
Or any of those. We need another winger. If we don't get a winger, I think that will be just as disappointing as not getting a striker for me.
Yeah, I think we need like three signings across that front, actually. Not even just like.
Like someone that can do what Partey does.
Oh my God, I love Partey.
Someone else on the wing.
Like who's going to do what Partey does?
I don't know. It's Arteta's job to figure it out.
I guess that's why he's paid. Also, I watched Vitinha play a little. Vitinha, I love the way he plays, man. Vitinha.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you can give Vitinha, though.
Yeah, and I don't even think anybody showed that that like,
it's like Arteta likes 5-10. Basketballers.
We should renew Partey, right? Are we not going to renew him? I feel like we will.
We could, but we need to sign someone, though. He's getting older.
We need to sign someone, but I also like for us to renew him at least 1 year. If you're giving Jorginho last year a extension, Jorginho can go. I love him. He's good too, but physically he's not.
He's probably playing the semifinals because Partey has a yellow card.
Oh, he can't play the semi?
Yeah.
The first leg.
Fucking A.
Yeah, that's going to be.
That's actually very interesting.
Yep, that would be interesting. I was very happy team, but I didn't get like a.
I can't believe Gabriel is out for this season.
Kiwi, shout out to Kiwi though. Kiwi has been amazing.
Kiwi has been good. Yes.
You know what's funny? What interesting stat that I've been seeing was regarding like the times Gabriel, because you know Gabriel was injured earlier this season too, and our defensive record didn't drop. Actually, that's why with this new injury, I wasn't as scared. Because, in the previous time when he was like 4 games, I don't think we had any drop. I think we still considered like no goals in those 4 games.
I miss him on set pieces though.
Yes, he's very dangerous. If anything, he could snag us one goal anywhere.
Keyword is a better passer of the ball.
Yes, 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 I agree.
Yeah, Gabriel's just more aggressive. But
Gabriel is not a bad passer of the ball as well.
No, he's not bad, but I think he
was not to Kiwi's level.
Yeah, I think he was more like a guy, like riskier, more attacking the more progressive passes. Basically, I think he will try more progressive passes.
Yeah, I guess there's something about Kiwi just also. Maybe it's a physical presence that we're used to have Gabriel having is also a myth. But I know Kivar is he's not small, but still, pause. But
MLS is a monster.
Bro, pause as well.
We have one of the best left backs in the world right now, and he's just 18.
That's, oh my God. But attention to details. It was a cross in the box, and the way he headed the ball backwards, I'm like, this is going to be a good defender for years to come.
Guy, the way he drove forward the ball against Madrid, against Bellingham, like pushing the
ball. Why is VAR also not reviewing Rudiger's stomping on him?
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's true. And the way he even smiled that off, I actually thought it was like joking at first. And I looked at that shit and I was like, bro, they actually stepped on you. Which kind of unit are you, bro? He's like, he didn't feel that stuff because he was laughing at
me. Bro, where they stepped, I said I would be down for a lot longer.
That guy's a gem.
Oh my,
he's tank, bro.
He's almost we're not even talking about Ranieri anymore.
Right.
He's the real deal. Not even about future. He's now.
He's now. Amazing. Like, and then Ranieri, he's got a maybe he's playing his out of position. I don't know if he.
I don't think he's a crew. He's in the normal.
He's not strong enough. He does. The first step is not there yet. And I don't know if he's going to play on the wing. And I just don't think he's going to be a winger, simply.
Funny enough, his best performances I've seen him have been on the wing when Saka was injured. So.
I guess. But that he was just still a deputy at the wing because of Saka being gone, right?
Yeah, I think he's just young. He's a normal child.
Young, yeah. He just
and even just watching him play, I think his best position might be that Odegaard's position. But in terms of output, though, obviously he has played the most games on the right, so he has scored like the most from there. But I think watching him play, almost when he plays that like third midfield space, he actually still balls out. Like he controls the game. You can't really collect the ball from him. So it's like, but I just think he just needs to grow, man.
honestly think also just having the summer to recuperate, I think this is, it still is a lot to expose someone this young, this early. And, you know, Arteta ideally probably did not want him to play or start the certain games that he has. It looks like he's lost a little bit of confidence. I remember when he first came on, I saw more confidence than what I'm seeing of late.
Yeah, definitely. I see what you're saying.
What I'll say though is that I like the first part of the season when he started like calling for cameos for like Arsenal when the guy got injured. I always saw him more like in the early part of the games. I think because of how young he is, he kind of fizzles out of the game.
Physically, he definitely does.
Like you see him earlier on, like taking on guys, like trying, but I think maybe because of the pressing he's required to do because of how
He's probably not used to it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, then you stop seeing him completely.
The stamina, I gotta agree. Later on in the game, he looks exhausted. You see him breathing.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, you can tell.
He's exhausted, tired.
Bro. Yeah.
So I think that's what he is. And also, he doesn't have that. So this one could be kind of what Opera said in the position in when he plays for Saka. When he cuts in, he's dangerous and everything. He knows how to give that back post crosses and his left collars, short. Well, I don't think he has that strength yet, like power pass defenders yet.
Maybe, and it's so funny because Saka doesn't even look that strong, but those Nigerians,
bro. Saka is strong as fuck, bro.
Apparently.
Well, I don't think Wanyeri has that kind of strength that Saka and MLS has, like, nah, good pass defender. He has skill.
Saka is a Niger boy, bro. That guy has, like, proper African. Yes,
Wanyeri
needs to go to Nigeria. I think.
Yeah, I think Wanyeri
needs to go to Nigeria. He needs to just go and visit.
Who's his bro? Make sure he's got a girlfriend as well, man.
Yeah, Wanyeri looks like he would like actually, but he's giving me like, he gives me like very Yankee boy.
Yeah, he won't be into Niger, baby, man. I don't think so.
Anyway, guys, it was fun chatting with you guys. It was a lovely, lovely victory for Arsenal. Hopefully, we get some.
It feels good. It feels good. The way I'm walking down the aisle, the hallway at work, and everyone's like, "Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations!"
My mom called me and told me, "Congratulations."
I'm done. Wow.
Even my dad, bro. It's
a good day. Wow. It's a good day. And now I'll be wearing this Arsenal shirt, so proud. Matter of fact, let me go on Arsenal.com right now. I need something.
You need some new merch.
I need some new merch. The boys have proven that I can. You know how we were releasing all these different merchandise and all this paraphernalia? And I'm like, can you actually win games and not just release all this? Now, for once, I actually am very excited to look at the category.
No, for real.
Man, even make it through to the finals. Yeah, I need to look up those tickets, bro.
I might get some tattoo if we win the
No, that's crazy, I'm serious.
If we win the Champions League, I will get some subtle North London forever something. I'm not kidding.
If you win the Champions League, bro, you know what you mean for us to win Champions League in your lifetime?
That might actually be worth getting a tattoo. We are recording this, so both of
I understand. I understand. If we win the Champions League, I'm getting some Arsenal related tattoo for my first tattoo.
100%, bro.
100%. The Champions League, with you, bro. Think about it. No one can ever banter us again. All the people who say, "Oh, but you have a Champions League." Oh, blah blah blah. Oh, you may have won the Premier League without losing, but you have a Champions League. It's always
He's done, bro.
That's the last thing they always fall on. I will be free forever. That freedom is worth a tattoo, in my opinion.
Oh, wow.
100%. Easy.
I'm telling you, bro, why would I ever want to take it out? Like, bro, that's a tattoo moment.
That's a tattoo moment for me.
We have this on recording, so we have to come back.
Exactly. All right, let's see. All right.
We go see, bro.
All right, guys.
All right, we'll see. All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Ball in the Real Madrid net. Who put the ball in the Real Madrid net? Who put the ball in the Real Madrid net? Declan fucking Rice did. Who put the ball in the Real Madrid net? Who put the ball in the Real Madrid net? Who put the ball in the Real Madrid net? Declan fucking Rice.